This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will begin Tuesday in the U.S. Senate. Over the weekend, the Democratic lawmakers managing the impeachment case filed a brief laying out their arguments supporting the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress against the president. The president's legal team issued a rejection of the House's impeachment. On ABC this week, Alan Dershowitz, one of President Trump's lawyers, says the two articles of impeachment the Senate will take up are not impeachable according to the Constitution.
You have a lot of evidence, disputed evidence, could go both ways, but the vote was to impeach on abuse of power, which is not within the constitutional criteria for impeachment, and obstruction of Congress.
On the same program, Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff, the impeachment manager, says since President Trump's legal team can't argue the facts, they will try to prove abuse of power, if proven, is not an impeachable offense.
You have to rely on argument that even if he abused his office in this horrendous way, that it's not impeachable. You had to go so far out of the mainstream to find someone to make that argument. You had to leave the realm of constitutional law scholars and go to criminal defense lawyers.
Mr. Trump is only the third U.S. president to face an impeachment trial. Afghan officials say the Taliban executed six members of the same family in the country's north. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The killings, which took place in a remote village in the country's north, include an infant girl. The insurgent group has denied any involvement, saying the attack on Saturday was triggered by a personal dispute. However, local officials say the family was accused by the Taliban of working in prostitution and that the group had first sentenced them to death for immoral acts, then stormed the house and opened fire. The infant girl's mother and twin sister survived, but both of the child's legs had to be amputated.